Welcome to McLaren Park. I'm Todd Woodbridge, part of the broadcast team here at the Laver Cup for 2025. We're here today to officially unveil the Laver Cup Legacy Project, and together with the USTA Foundation, the Laver Cup has refurbished these six courts here at McLaren Park, and I think you all agree they look spectacular. The Laver Cup too, yeah, round of applause. The Laver Cup also is investing in a local tennis program here to help that next generation fall in love with this wonderful sport. We're here today to really be in celebration of that Laver Cup legacy gift. There's some very special guests here today, and I'd like to introduce them to you. We've got the Laver Cup chairman, Tony Godsick, the USTA Foundation CEO, Ginny Ehrlich, the San Francisco mayor, Daniel Lurie, the San Francisco Rec and Parks President, Kat Anderson, the Golden State President and COO, Brandon Schneider, and two very special legends of the game of tennis. You've got the Laver Cup Team Europe captain, Yannick Noah. Put your hands together for Yannick. And then, of course, the one and only 20-time Grand Slam champion, Roger Federer. And to get things underway, to say a few words here this afternoon, could I please ask Tony Godsick to say a few words? Tony, you've got your own mic. Over to you.
I do. Thank you very much. First of all, we're so happy to be in San Francisco. The city has welcomed us from the beginning when we decided to bring the Laver Cup here. So on behalf of the Laver Cup, I want to thank the mayor for welcoming us, and everybody for really giving us a warm hospitality from the beginning. I'd like to thank Roger and Yannick for coming today to help us leave something back into the community. I'd like to thank the USTA and the USTA Foundation, along with Mercedes-Benz and our team at the Laver Cup, for all your hard work and dedication in helping us resurface these six courts. And I wish everybody an incredible Laver Cup weekend. And once again, Mr. Mayor, thank you very much for hosting us.
And now Ginny Ehrlich, the USTA Foundation CEO.
Good afternoon, everyone. What a beautiful and wonderful day. We're so excited to be here. On behalf of the USTA Foundation and the USTA, I want to thank our partners with the Laver Cup, the City of San Francisco, Mercedes-Benz, the Chase Center, for the amazing partnership for making this happen. These beautiful courts at McLaren Park serve as an opportunity and a place of hope. A place of hope for our young people and the surrounding community, where they can take part in our beautiful game and all of the life lessons, the well-being and joy it brings to all of us. We're so excited to be a part of this. This will be a home of one of our local programs, Youth Tennis Advantage, who's joining us today, along with our partners from East Palo Alto Tennis and Tutoring and Tennis Learning Center, who are amongst our 200,000 young people who take part in tennis education and mentorship programs every day across the nation. We're thrilled to be here, not only for these courts, but for the fact that the Laver Cup Legacy Project will make tennis education and mentorship possible for thousands of young people across the Bay Area every day. Again, thank you so much to our partners, and it's such an honor to be here and a part of the Legacy Project.
Thank you, Ginny. And now Mayor Lurie.
Good afternoon and welcome to San Francisco. We're honored to have you. As I was telling the great champion, Roger Federer, our city, we've had a few years where we were down. But I hope all of you from around the world get to see that we are a city on the rise. We're investing in our sports, in our arts, our culture. We just had the NBA All-Star Game that brought over $300 million worth of economic revenue to our city and to our region. The Laver Cup is just another example of a historic competition that is coming to San Francisco, being played at Golden State Warriors and Valkyrie's home facility. Thank you, Brandon, for welcoming Laver Cup here into your home. To our Parks and Rec team, thank you for what you all do each and every day. This is just the start of San Francisco's comeback. We get to show off to the world. Yannick, Roger, thank you for bringing your cup here. And let's have some fun this weekend. Let's go, San Francisco.
Thank you, Mayor. And now, Kat Anderson from Parks and Rec.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? What an amazing day. Thank you, Roger and Yannick, for bringing this beautiful weather to us. McLaren Park, our third largest park in San Francisco. And with the Rec and Park Department in collaboration with Mayor Lurie, we're so grateful to host all of you here and so thankful for these resurfaced courts. This resurfacing is especially meaningful because it's about equity and ensuring that our communities have access to high-quality recreational spaces, something that I know is near and dear to your heart, right, Roger and Yannick? These are two sportsmen, two gentlemen who have worked really hard to lift up all people, not enjoying only their own success, but the success of the people that they associate with. We wouldn't be here without you. And Brandon, thank you so much for your organization's support. We have over 140 tennis courts citywide, and we have programming for all ages. And at the core of that is our own Tennis and Learning Center. Let's hear it for the TLC. We have after-school programs that combine tennis, academics, and life skills for youth and underserved San Francisco communities. So here we are. We're ready to play. I see a lot of youth and children over there. And I just want to give a shout out to our department, our PSA manager, Daniel Choi, our supervisor, Laura Giacchetti, our Director of Operations, Eric Anderson, and our Park Superintendent, Carol Sienkowski. Thank you again for everyone who's here and for your deep, deep level of support. We wouldn't be here without you.
Thank you, Kat. And now if we could pass it over to Brandon Schneider, the Golden State President.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks, everyone, for being here. What a great day, by the way. We're talking about the weather, but what a great day to be with the Laver Cup unveiling these beautiful courts for the community to enjoy. We are so excited to have the Laver Cup here in San Francisco and at Chase Center this weekend. It's going to be so cool to see some of the best tennis players in the world playing on the same court where the best basketball players play for our Golden State Warriors and our Golden State Valkyries. One of the shared values that we have with the Laver Cup is wanting to have an impact on the community. So not only are you going to have 18,064 fans piling into Chase Center for all five sessions this weekend, but you're going to have thousands more enjoying for free out in Thrive City. On the huge video board outside, all the restaurants and eateries, it's going to be a great sight. Our goal was always to bring a lot of big events, world-class events like Laver Cup to Chase Center, and it was important to us to have events that were going to leave a lasting legacy on San Francisco and on the Bay Area. So thank you to the Laver Cup for doing just that here today. So I look forward to seeing all of you at Chase Center and Thrive City this weekend. And back to you, Todd.
If you could pass the mic over to Yannick,
I will
please,
do that.
That would be great. Yannick and Roger, the last two here. Yannick, I want to ask you a couple of questions. Firstly, the importance of being able to put back into a community like this when you think about how you started in the game. Can you give us a bit of an indicator of that? Because I know it was very special where you were found.
Well, Todd, so good to see you. Well, since you know the answer, why don't you just tell me my story? Please.
No, you go ahead. Not everyone knows.
No, it's always great. You know, it's not much about what we've done on the court. It becomes even bigger when you can give back. And, of course, I started to play in Cameroon. I know tennis is a very fun game, but it's also expensive for the people, especially the people where I'm coming from. So I had this opportunity, I was 8 years old, and I play a clinic just the way we're going to play. And my hero was there, in Africa by accident, And I got to play tennis with Arthur Ashe, and Arthur was my inspiration. And I understand that a lot of kids, they don't know who I am here, but it doesn't really matter. What's important for them, it's going to be like a dream come true, because they're going to meet my young brother, Roger. who's been like very active, and never forget to give back. So thank you all for all the kind words, and we're very happy to be here in San Francisco. Hopefully this is going to be, and I know it's going to be a great weekend, and see you next time.
Okay. And good luck to Team Europe too, Yannick.
You have another question?
No, do you want to pass it over to...
No, if you have enough, tell me, Yannick, it's enough. It was too long.
That's enough.
You
were good.
Okay, we're good?
Yeah, we're
good. Okay, I'm going to pass the mic to... 20 Grand Slam winner, Mr. Roger Federer.
And Roger, when you talk about legacies, one of your legacies was to put the Laver Cup together to honour one of the greatest Australian players that has ever played this game. And then to be able to give back here in a community, how important is that to you?
Very important. Hello, everybody. Well, I am so excited to be in San Francisco, a place I've nearly not spent enough time, so it gives me a chance to finally be here, be at a public park, giving back through the Labor Cup, through the city, with just doing good, feels great. And, you know, sorry, the story that Yannick was just explaining about Cameroon is the essence of exactly why we're here. We want to play with the kids. We want to inspire the next generation of tennis players or athletes, or, you know, just and inspire everybody, you know, to be active, go out there and chase their dreams. So I stand here, you know, through the Labor Cup, the vision that Tony and myself, we had a while ready. Oh, it's a bit tricky here. The 8th edition already, and we've had really amazing times. And so for us to have now gone from strength to strength and now be here in San Francisco and be able to stand here and celebrate a moment like this just on the eve of the Labor Cup is obviously super special. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Mercedes. Thank you, USTA. Thank you to the mayor. Thank you, Golden State. Thank you to the parks, the kids. I cannot wait to see you all on the tennis court. I hope everybody's ready, and let's really have a good time. Thank you also to the press for coming and shining a light. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Roger. Great words. We're just going to get a couple of photos. So if we could get all of the party here to get in nice and tight next to the Laver Cup. And then Roger and Yannick are going to head over to the court just on our right to have a hit with the kids.